A thriving studio in Metro Detroit now brings the joy of music online to oboists everywhere. The Ann Lemke Oboe Studios offers instructions in oboe, English horn, reed making, and music theory to students from ages 5 to adult. And here on the phone with me right now is Ann Lemke. Ann, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about your oboe studio. It's a way for people to learn how to play double reed instruments.
Yes. So I teach oboe at my home studio in Troy, as well as at Cranbrook School. And I have many students age 5 through adult.
And I understand that you also do online teaching, and there is an opportunity for students to be presented in concert.
Yes. So when the schools shut down 2 years ago, we transitioned the studio to online, and that works out very well for some students to have their lessons online. And I can also teach students who live outside of the Detroit metro area. And we do have annual recitals. We've had them typically in Kingswood Auditorium at Cranbrook School, but then we've also had online lessons and even online recitals and an outdoor recital where all the students play solo pieces and we also play ensembles.
And the oboe is a double reed instrument. One of the things I've always been fascinated about oboe players, bassoon players, is that all of you actually must have had shop class in high school because you make your own reeds. I mean, you just can't. You can't go to the mall, to the store, Reeds R Us, right? And just buy reeds. You've got to make your own reeds. Why is that?
Well, it's a skill that students learn. And I like to start teaching reed making when students have finished sixth grade or have been playing for about a year. Because when you can make your own reeds, then you can have beautiful tone and custom sound to your reeds. So students start learning at an early age, but then it takes some time before they're completely independent at reed making. We have seminars where students can learn in a group setting, or we also make reeds at lessons. And you start with cane that's grown in France. And then there are machines that are used to gouge it and shape it and then tie it onto a tube, and then you learn to scrape it. So there are these different stages.
Now, the oboe is such a beautiful, beautiful instrument, and the instrument that always gives the pitch for the orchestra when they're tuning up. Why is that?
So the oboe gives the tuning A. It has a really unique tone, and so part of reed making is that we make reeds to play in tune, and I always have students practice giving their A at the beginning of lessons.
That's very, very interesting. Yeah, the oboe, it's the concertmaster that comes out, but always signals to the oboe player to give the tuning pitch, and then everyone is, if you pardon the expression, on the same page musically. Hey, tell us about your brand new recording. It's called Oboe Salon, and how perfect for the month of March, Women's History Month, because it's beautiful chamber music by 19th century women composers, and many premiere recordings on this disc.
Yes, I'm really so pleased that this project has come together. Amanda Sabelhaus is the pianist, and together we're playing music by 5 women composers: Clémence de Graval, Clara Schumann, Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel, Bettina von Arnim, and Johanna Kinkel. They all lived during the 19th century in Germany and in France. And I'm also playing 3 different instruments. I'm playing the oboe, as well as the oboe d'amore, which is the alto oboe. And 4 pieces are on the English horn, the tenor double reed instrument.
And I know of Clara Schumann and Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel. It's really fun, though, to discover music by composers that I've never heard of before. Johanna Kinkel and Bettina von Arnim. These are new names to me.
Yeah, so they are known better within Germany, but it's true, they're not well known here. And Clémence de Graval is a French composer who was very well known during her lifetime. Her operas were performed in Paris, and she was particularly inspired by the great French oboist Georges Gillet and dedicated many of her works to him. So her compositions on the CD are originally for those instruments, for the oboe and for the English horn. With the other composers, I transcribed them. So Fanny Mendelssohn's Adagio and Clara Schumann's Romances were originally composed for the violin. And the pieces that I'm performing by Bettina von Arnim and Johanna Kinkel were originally songs for voice and piano. And at that time, women composed more in the song genre, and it was quite unusual for the other women to have composed the larger forms. So I transcribed these songs for the Oboe d'Amore with piano.
Oboe Salon is the name of the recording, and it's available on the website, lemkestudio.com. There you can not only learn about the recording, quite a bit of robust set of notes there for you to read about the recording, and also information about the Oboe Studio for those interested in studying the oboe or the English horn or any of the double reed instruments. And not only that, learn how to make your own reeds. I think that's pretty nifty. Anne, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new recording, and looking forward to hearing you in concert in the future.
Thank you, Dave. It's been a pleasure.